Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio. We are broadcasting live from Digital Ignition. I'm Mike Samet, alongside John X-Ray.
I know where you were going with that. Hey, yeah. Mike, how you doing
Having
this morning?
Having a little fun before the show. Doing well. How are you?
Well, that X is appropriate, right? We're Business Radio X.
We have a new nickname for you.
Yeah, there
you
go. You're
going to be John X-Ray from now on.
Let's make the X, man.
We've started something that we may not have wanted to start, but...
I know it. You'll wear it out, man. I know you.
We do have some great guests here in the studio, do we not?
We do. Let's get to it.
We always do. We have Dr. Jerika Dodge. She's with Your Pharmacy Advocate. And also joining us from H&F Bread Company, Brittany Brown and Roger Hodge. And Brittany and Roger were going to be our first guests, yep. but they didn't bring any bread. So he said, you know what? We're going to move you to second.
That's right. That's right. They got busted, but... We'll look for shipments
How
later.
How dare they? Yeah. Let's start with our guest, Dr. Jerika Dodd. The company is Your Pharmacy Advocate. Dr. Dodd is the founder and CEO. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell us all about Your Pharmacy Advocate. What does your company do?
Your Pharmacy Advocate is a concierge pharmacy consulting service, and we help people understand how to safely use their medications and their supplements such that after they've been served by us, they have peace of mind, and they also feel empowered toward better health.
Okay. Obviously, there's a backstory there about why you saw the need for this company and you started it. How long ago?
Well, I started building last year, but okay. We just launched a month ago.
Okay. Tell us the backstory and why, you know, how you got to where you are today.
So I have been a pharmacist for 20 years, and the backstory for Your Pharmacy Advocate is I had the privilege of supporting both of my parents through their health journey in 2015. One parent was diagnosed with cancer, and the other parent had to undergo triple bypass surgery. And 5 months after the second parent had the triple bypass surgery, I had a craniectomy myself, and so found myself having to advocate for my parents as well as myself through my own healthcare journey, and said one day, everyone needs a pharmacist in their life at some point or another, because what I realized was that my parents didn't know what questions to ask, didn't know anything to inquire about their medications. Just I remember the days they got their diagnoses, and they just were really just had blank looks because they just didn't know what to ask.
So how did you get a business out of it? How do you get, you know, how do you monetize what you do then?
Well, what we do is we provide memberships for patients who have questions, who need support from a pharmacist, who need to ask those questions and need support in knowing what questions to ask, need support in knowing what medications they need to take, what drug interactions are possible if they're having problems with their medications but maybe don't know what to ask a physician, don't have the opportunity to ask a pharmacist in a retail setting. They have their own personal pharmacist with Your Pharmacy Advocate, and they can ask those questions and have that support.
So, Dr. Dodd, I'm thinking about a scenario in which, you know, and particularly an elderly person goes into a let's call it a current pharmacy in a box kind of environment where basically the counseling that they get is pretty routine. There's a line behind them. They don't feel like they can get into all the details of, you know, their medical history, that kind of thing. That's really what your competing against, or maybe the better way to say it is you're offering a little more personalized opportunity for folks than that.
Right. Our pharmacists are assigned to a patient, and we call them members, and that member would be able to have a consultation with their personal pharmacist in the privacy of their home, and it would generally take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, depending on the complexity of that patient's case or that patient's history, and they have a chance to share all that they can remember or want to share. They also have a chance to answer or ask, all of the questions that they have, share any concerns or problems that they have with their medication and supplement regimens. And then that pharmacist has an opportunity to go and do research to come back with an action plan that can even be communicated to the prescriber on that patient's behalf.
So part of the issue here, even though doctors, physicians' offices seem to be able to share information a little bit better than they used to. Sharing information about prescriptions seems to be behind the times. Is that fair to say? That's part of the problem?
Well, part of the problem is the challenge of patients oftentimes see multiple physicians or multiple practitioners. And so we're getting to the point where we're online and computer systems are sharing information. However, oftentimes practitioners don't get the opportunity to talk with each other. And then pharmacies, if a patient is getting their prescriptions in more than one place, maybe they pick up prescriptions near their job because that's convenient, and maybe they pick up others near their home because that's convenient, then they're getting prescriptions in different places. And also, patients don't always share or recall all that they're on. They may not always share all of the supplements or all of the over-the-counter medications that they're taking. And so the record, either at the pharmacist or in the doctor's office, may still not be complete.
So, and just to be clear, you're not just providing the consulting only, you're actually filling prescriptions. So if I come to you, you actually fill that prescription or not?
No.
Okay.
So let me clarify.
Okay.
We do not do any filling or dispensing of prescriptions. Mm-hmm. We provide consulting and education for the patient. Oftentimes when we're talking with patients, one of the things we understand is that they don't understand why they're taking something or even how long they're to take it. You can ask a patient, well, why did your doctor put you on this medication? And they say, I don't know, they just told me to take it. Or how long are you supposed to take it? I don't know. They didn't tell me that. They just told me to take it. And so it helps us to really dig in and find the patient's level of understanding about what they're taking and why. Because when a patient doesn't understand, that tends to impact how well they comply with the regimen, how well they stick with it, if you will, and if they even use it correctly.
And how it interacts with all the other medications they're taking, because typically the elderly folks are taking a lot more than just one or two or three.
Right.
So really what you're providing is peace of mind.
Right.
For a lot of your patients. I'm going to assume most of your members are elderly, but you're probably not limited to that?
No, we're not. Elderly members are usually what comes to mind first with multiple medications. We just came through our pilot in the summer, and we saw patients with upwards of 15, 17, 19 medications, and trying to keep all of that straight is very challenging, as you can imagine, as seniors oftentimes have cognitive challenges. But we are not limited to seniors. We can take care of any patient that has medications and or supplement questions.
What about their location? Can you serve anybody, I would think, anywhere with technology today?
We can serve anybody anywhere. We are virtual, and we take care of patients through talking with them by phone, or we can do a video chat.
How are you getting the word out? How are you adding members to your organization?
We are adding members by word of mouth. We're also advertising on social media. We're also advertising through networking events and formats such as this, mm-hmm. Through TV and radio outlets. And any way that we can get the word out, we're spreading the word.
I see somewhere here on our notes something about YPA. What does that stand for?
Your pharmacy advocate.
Oh, okay. All right, there's my one dumb question for the day.
Well, you had to get one in, right?
Yeah, I did not put two and two together. To me, two and two equals five, apparently.
He asked that before I could, so thanks for doing that for me, Mike. But one of the things I'm curious about is you're a licensed pharmacist.
Yes.
But we're in Georgia. You're in Georgia. You don't have to be in Georgia to do business with you, correct?
No.
Okay. Because you're just consulting. You're not dispensing.
Right. If there are patients that are in other states and want to use our service, we can have contracts with pharmacists that have license in those states.
Great stuff. So one of the things that talking about, look at our show notes, I'm impressed with your background, Dr. Dodd. Talk about your background. You bring a lot of experience to what you're doing.
Yes, I have a Doctor of Pharmacy from Florida A&M University, a Master of Science in Pharmacy Administration from The Ohio State, as well as a Pharmacy Practice Residency in Pharmacy Administration. So I was trained to manage hospital pharmacies. And I also have a degree from University of Florida with a concentration in applied pharmacoeconomics. And I have a health coaching certification from the IIN, Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And most recently, I enrolled in the Institute of Functional Medicine, and that is to give direction clinically to our pharmacy consultants in taking care of our patients.
Cool. Now, you've got a offering for doctors as well.
Yes.
That we talked about off air. Talk a little bit about how you work with physicians themselves.
We have the capability to partner with physicians through collaborative practice agreements. So if a practitioner wanted to have a partnership with your pharmacy advocate, we can provide peer consults for them, in that we can do a peer-to-peer, and that would be between the pharmacist and the practitioner, an electronic consultation regarding a patient. Or if the practitioner would like to have a pharmacist in their practice, it can be virtually or in person, and we can provide a pharmacist there that would see patients there in their practice.
Our guest is Dr. Jerika Dodd with Your Pharmacy Advocate. The most important question I'm going to ask you is right now, if people want to find out more, get involved, look into membership, how can they do that?
They can do that in one of two ways. Our website is yourpharmacyadvocate.com, and our phone number is 855-SAFE-MED, and that number is 855-723-3633.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And
thank
you. Congratulations on the new business, and keep up the great work. And we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Dr. Dodd with Your Pharmacy Advocate here on North Fulton Business Radio. Quick reminder, we're broadcasting from Digital Ignition. This is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. We are nestled within a 45,000 square foot building with an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desks, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, business radio X, a fantastic break room, an outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, you can meet John Ray. He's here all the time signing autographs. Visit digitalignition.com.
John X-Ray.
John X-Ray. Our next guest here on the program is Brittany Brown and Roger Hodge with H&F Bread Company. Roger is the general manager, and Brittany is the director of business operations. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead and tell us all about H&F Bread Company and what your company does.
Okay. H&F started in 2008 to fill a niche for restaurants that wanted to purchase good, high-quality bread. and they wanted to enhance the dining experience with artisan baked goods of the highest quality and consistency with a focus on food safety and compliance. And today, that is our mission statement. We live by it. When you walk in the door, every employee can read it on the wall. It is in our color green, which is a saying that we live by. Internally, our culture that we've really tried to build is H&F green. So when we send the multiple emails we do every day, that's a tagline line by many. We started in an 18-foot facility off of Peachtree with one head baker and three assistants. And today we have two locations, one building in off of Marietta Boulevard, 50,000 square feet. And we are soon to be operating in our second location in Marietta, and that's 46,000 square feet. And we've got about 145 employees currently.
Wow. So you guys are growing. So if I go to some restaurants, there's a chance I might have some of your products, some of the breads that you guys make. Can you share some of the restaurants that maybe where we would find what you have? And when we talk about bread, too, that's kind of a very broad term. So maybe more specifically, what types of breads as well, and where would we find them?
Okay. H&F 1, that's what we currently call our first location. It's more conventional breads, brioche, ciabatta, hamburger buns. We do that in multiple different doughs. You can get it in our pan de mie, which is kind of what started H&F. We can do it in dark wheat. We can do it with sesame seeds. We can do French baguettes. We have a very broad wholesale product guide list, and so we can... You can buy our product currently at multiple locations. Some advertise H&F. Yeah Burger is one of them, Bacato Burger. We can buy some of our breads at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Okay.
We do all their vegan breads currently.
Mm-hmm. We're in the SunTrust. We're doing business there. We span pretty much across the state of Georgia in clusters, working with Jim and Nick's Barbecue is mm-hmm. one of our bigger franchise accounts. That's it branched off from the fresh into the frozen sector. So what we've done is built a business around servicing distributors. So we have Sysco, US Foods, PFG, GFS, GFI, all your broadline distributors. And what we've do, we use the bandwidth of their distribution capabilities to work with potential clients on more of a regional and national level. So what we've done is we're thinking nationally, but we're acting locally. So we develop products here, but what we want to do is partner and grow our distribution capabilities to be able to get that same product further and further across the nation.
Let me ask you a real quick question. You brought up distributors and so forth that you use. So there may be places where the bread is being available that you may not be aware of.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Is there ever been a time where you walked into a restaurant or a place and you had some bread and go, wait a minute, this is our product?
It's starting to happen more and more.
That's
yes,
great.
It is a good thing.
Yeah, that is good. Now, talk about retail locations, because I think you sell your product through retail locations as well, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll let Brittany okay. elaborate on that part.
That'd be great.
At our 1500 Marietta Boulevard location, we have a bread box that you can walk in and buy whatever is made fresh that day. We are open where we distribute 6 days a week. We are open as well 6 days a week, so you can come to the bread box. You can also call a few days out if you would like to place an order for a fresh pickup. And then we also sell local vendors. We sell some other good items in that are locally made in Georgia and our bread box, so you could pick up some items to make a good gift basket to go along with the bread, or pastries or sweets. We also do cookies, and we are currently selling our Remedy Bake Shop gluten-free cookies in our bread box.
Now, you mentioned the second facility. You've got a little bit different tact about the kind of product that will come out of that facility. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so H&F Bread Company, we started saying H&F 1 and H&F 2. it's just the way we talk about them internally, but everyone will know what we're talking about now. So we were going to expand anyways just due to growth and the nature of the growth of the business that we're experiencing. And we were going to have H&F 2 set up as a part gluten and gluten-free, because we had some clients that we were doing small-scale gluten-free development for. And My partner and our CEO, Joseph Best, we talked a lot about what do we want to do with H&F2. And the more we talked about it, it started to dawn on me that the amount of space that we were going to have in H&F2 for gluten-free wasn't sufficient to grow with. And I actually prayed about it, and literally the next 5 days after, we got calls and calls and emails about we want to do business, we want to do business. And it was all gluten-free. It was all allergen-friendly. It was all very, very specific segment of the industry that we couldn't do in our conventional model. So we made the decision to go after H&F2 as a 100% gluten-free certified plant. It will be the largest gluten-free certified plant in the Southeast. And we're going to have two programs internally. So the world we live in now is driven by food safety. So we're going to have at H&F2, we're going to be SQF, which stands for Safe Quality Foods, and we're also going to be GFCO, which is gluten-free certified. We're also going to be kosher certified. At H&F1, our conventional, we already have SQF, which is the highest level of food safety that exists. And really and truly what that does is gives comfort, peace of mind, to know that you're eating a clean product, a safe product. And we're dealing with a lot of larger companies now. And quite honestly, their insurance programs will make it so they won't buy unless you have safe quality food. So up there, we're going to be doing yeast-raised breads. We're also going to be doing cookies, brownies. We're going to be doing anything in between. There's crackers and a couple other ideas that we're working on. So there's a lot of that that's in development right now. H&F2 will be more of an incubation company, focusing on how to take a brand from the ideation stage to market. And what we've done is we've built the skill level in our network to be able to help with procurement, R&D, marketing, sales, networking, the entire piece. So a lot of the smaller companies are coming to us to help to be able to get them their idea into your Kroger or your Publix.
John, I'm glad that Roger answered the question of what SQF meant, because I was a little gun-shy to ask that question.
I can understand why. But yeah, I was kind of holding back on that one myself, but I'm glad he answered that. But, you know, one of the things I'm curious about in listening to you talk about 10 years of what seems like just terrific growth, I mean, we've got a lot of business owners that listen to this show. You know, they struggle with growth. Talk about how you've introduced process, you know, good process into your business, because you've got to have that to be successful, and you've obviously done that.
That's a tricky one because when you meet with our group of executives and our managers, we've attracted a very unique group of individuals from large-scale manufacturing, sales and marketing experts, hospitality experts, restaurants, hotels. So when we do things, we do it as a round table style. It's not my decision is final. It's we really sit down and collaborate, think through, and usually once we go through the process of the questions and answers, the decision is pretty straightforward. We've just taken on the mantra that we're hospitality driven. We really are. Even though we are a manufacturing company, we're a company of yes. And typically we say yes and then we go to figure it out. And that's what's enabled us to grow so quickly. We've been members of the Inc. 5000 5 years in a row.
Wow.
And it's our goal to keep going for another five. And once we get to 10, I'll let you know when I come back. It's just a very passionate bunch of individuals who every day we put the product first, which means we put the customer first. And we're in an awkward stage. I like to say we're not fully grown, but we're not an infant anymore.
Kind of that preteen.
We're an
stage.
Adolescent. We got acne on our face.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
we're pretty ugly on some days, but we're trying and we're ambitious. So
that's great. Now, obviously, there's a lot of moving parts, and you know you're spinning a lot of plates, Roger, as the general manager. Brittany, as the director of business operations, what does your job entail?
My job entails overseeing a lot of the internal operations, but currently I am working on a lot of sales pieces. So I'm working a lot closely with the airlines, some of our local fresh partners and also our frozen. So I kind of view H&F as having three different pillars. We offer fresh, we offer frozen, and now we offer gluten-free and allergen-friendly. So I'm involved in all three of those pieces. And then I also interact with the human resource side of the company and just day-to-day business.
Okay. So I was wondering if you're kind of the one out on the streets a little bit trying to bring in the more clients.
I am.
So you got a lot of plates you're spinning as well.
Some days I'm on the streets. Some days I'm in the office.
Now, what did each of you do before you joined the company H&F Bread Company? What were you doing before then?
I was with Quality Wine and Spirits for 13 years.
Okay.
So.
And I've lived in three different countries, originally from East Coast Canada, Newfoundland, and grew up in the restaurant and hotel industry. And I was young and crazy years ago and decided to travel to the Caribbean. So I was in Turks and Caicos Islands for approximately 15 years and opened and ran a couple of my own businesses. And moved back to Atlanta, not by choice, not by it just happened.
That was going to be my next question. Why would you leave Turks and Caicos?
It just happened. My beautiful baby daughter was born with a congenital heart disease.
Okay.
And she was 7 days old, and CHOA, Children's Hospital of Atlanta, was absolutely amazing. I'll do a shout out to those guys, the staff and faculty and facilities, just absolutely amazing. So I showed up in Atlanta, taking care of my family, and found this opportunity, and just been involved with H&F ever since.
That's great. And you kind of touched upon it earlier. You mentioned H&F 1 and 2, and you mentioned maybe H&F 10. Talk about what are the future plans. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
We're on our track to become the best bakery in America. And that is, I don't know if there's any way to determine what that looks like in 5 years, but I know how to get there is by paying attention to the trends and not just trends, but what do people really want? What's the end consumer? What do they want? And what we're noticing is the larger manufacturing companies can't move as quickly as we do. We're very nimble, and even as we're growing, we're trying not to let politics become the process to make decisions. I can still go in and this is what we're going to do and this is why we're going to do it. And I get flack for that sometimes, but I think if you put your customers first, if you take care of your employees, you take care of your vendors, and just truly pay attention, keep your finger on the pulse, I think we're going to be a very, very proficient and efficient business in the future. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but I know we'll be nationwide and doing some really cool things that we're all going to be still passionate about.
That's great stuff. Watch this, John. You're going to like this.
Okay, bring it on.
So, Roger, you're a Yes Company. So if I were to ask you to go back to Midtown and grab some cookies and breads and pastries and bring them here to the studio, your answer would be?
Yes, I'll get my driver to do it.
There you go. So, for folks that would like to find out more and see your products and so forth, give again your location and then website, of course.
Our H&F 1 bread box is at 1500 Marietta Boulevard, and you can find us on our website at www.hfbreadco.com, and our phone number is 404-350-8877.
Great. Thank you so much, Brittany Brown and Roger Hodge with H&F Bread Company. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, what did we learn today? I learned from Roger the power of prayer. Did a little prayer.
I learned.
Business picked up, right?
I learned to figure out what the initials stand for before the show starts.
Yeah, maybe read my notes a little bit better. We can't edit that out. No. Okay,
no.
Apparently part. All right, so.
Trey's shaking. He doesn't want to edit it out.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't want to, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I entice you with cookies and bread, would that? No, that's not going to work.
He's not smiling.
All right, thank you our guest, Dr. Jerika Todd, Dodd with. I got our last name messed up. I was so working so hard to get that first name right, and now I got Dodd wrong. Okay, Dr. Dodd with your pharmacy advocate. Thank goodness the show's about to end. Brittany Brown and Roger Hodge with H&F Bread Company. For John.
You know what?
Yes.
Dr. Dodd will monitor your medications
for
you.
I need some meds.
Yeah. She'll monitor those for you.
Yeah, I need to get on some. That's the problem. For our producer, Trey, I'm Mike. We'll see you next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.